Chapter 39. Electrical Fundamentals. Introduction. The electrical system is one of the most important systems in a vehicle today. Every year, more and more components and systems use electricity. Those technicians who really know and understand automotive electrical and electronic systems are in great demand. Electricity may be difficult for some people to learn for the following reasons. It cannot be seen. Only the results of electricity can be seen. It has to be detected and measured. The test results have to be interpreted. Refer to Figure 39.1. In an atom on the left, electrons orbit protons in the nucleus just as planets orbit the Sun in our solar system on the right. Electricity. Background: our universe is composed of matter, which is anything that has mass and occupies space. All matter is made from slightly over 100 individual components called elements. The smallest particle that an element can be broken into and still retain the properties of that element is known as an atom. See Figure 39.1. Definition: electricity is the movement of electrons from one atom to another. The dense center of each atom is called the nucleus. The nucleus contains protons, which have a positive charge. Neutrons, which are electrically neutral, or have no charge. Electrons, which have a negative charge, surround the nucleus in orbits. Each atom contains an equal number of electrons and protons. The physical aspect of all protons, electrons, and neutrons are the same for all atoms. It is the number of electrons and protons in the atom that determines the material and how electricity is conducted. Because the number of negative charged electrons is balanced with the same number of positive charged protons, an atom has a neutral charge, or no charge. Note, as an example of the relative sizes of the parts of an atom, consider that if an atom were magnified so that the nucleus were the size of the period at the end of this sentence, the whole atom would be bigger than a house. Positive and negative charges. The parts of the atom have different charges. The orbiting electrons are negatively charged, while the protons are positively charged. Positive charges are indicated by the plus sign and negative charges by the minus sign, as shown in Figure 39.2. These same positive and negative signs are used to identify parts of an electrical circuit. Neutrons have no charge at all. They are neutral. In a normal, or balanced, atom, the number of negative particles equals the number of positive particles. That is, there are as many electrons as there are protons. See Figure 39.3. Magnets and electrical charges. An ordinary magnet has two ends, or poles. One end is called the south pole and the other is called the north pole. If two magnets are brought close to each other with like poles together, south to south or north to north, the magnets push each other apart, because like poles repel each other. If the opposite poles of the magnets are brought close to each other, south to north, the magnets snap together, because unlike poles attract each other. The positive and negative charges within an atom are like the north and south poles of a magnet. Charges that are alike repel each other, similar to the poles of a magnet. See Figure 39.4. That is why the negative electrons continue to orbit around the positive protons. They are attracted and held by the opposite charge of the protons. The electrons keep moving in orbit because they repel each other. Refer Figure 39.2. The nucleus of an atom has a positive charge and the surrounding electrons have a negative charge. Refer to Figure 39.3. This figure shows a balanced atom. The number of electrons is the same as the number of protons in the nucleus. Refer to Figure 39.4. Unlike charges attract and like charges repel. Ions: when an atom loses any electrons, it becomes unbalanced. It has more protons than electrons, and therefore has a positive charge. If it gains more electrons than protons, the atom is negatively charged. When an atom is not balanced, it becomes a charged particle called an ion. Ions try to regain their balance of equal protons and electrons by exchanging electrons with neighboring atoms. The flow of electrons during the equalization process is defined as the flow of electricity. See Figure 39.5. Electron shells. Electrons orbit around the nucleus in definite paths. These paths form shells, like concentric rings, around the nucleus. Only a specific number of electrons can orbit within each shell. If there are too many electrons for the first and closest shell to the nucleus, the others orbit in additional shells until all electrons have an orbit within a shell. There can be as many as 7 shells around a single nucleus. See Figure 39.6. Free and bound electrons. The outermost electron shell or ring, called the valence ring, is the most important part of understanding electricity. The number of electrons in this outer ring determines the valence of the atom and indicates its capacity to combine with other atoms. If the valence ring of an atom has three or fewer electrons in it, the ring has room for more. The electrons there are held very loosely, and it is easy for a drifting electron to join the valence ring and push another electron away. See Figure 39.7. These loosely held electrons are called free electrons. When the valence ring has five or more electrons in it, it is fairly full. The electrons are held tightly, and it is hard for a drifting electron to push its way into the valence ring. These tightly held electrons are called bound electrons. See Figure 39.8. The movement of these drifting electrons is called current. Current can be small, with only a few electrons moving, or it can be large, with a tremendous number of electrons moving. Electric current is the controlled, directed movement of electrons from atom to atom within a conductor. Conductors are materials with fewer than 4 electrons in their atom's outer orbit. See Figure 39.9. Copper is the conductor most used in vehicles because the price of copper is reasonable compared to the relative cost of other conductors with similar properties. Examples of other commonly used conductors include silver, gold, aluminum, steel, and cast iron. Refer to Figure 39.5, an unbalanced, positively charged atom, ion, attracts electrons from neighboring atoms. Refer to Figure 39.6, the hydrogen atom is the simplest atom, with only one proton, one neutron, and one electron. More complex elements contain higher numbers of protons, neutrons, and electrons. Refer to Figure 39.7, electrons in the outer orbit, or shell, can often be drawn away from the atom and become free electrons. Refer to Figure 39.8, as the number of electrons increases, they occupy increasing energy levels that are farther from the center of the atom. Refer to Figure 39.9, a conductor is any element that has 1 to 3 electrons in its outer orbit. Frequently asked question. Is water a conductor? Pure water is an insulator, however, if anything is in the water, such as salt or dirt, then the water becomes conductive. Because it is difficult to keep it from becoming contaminated, water is usually thought of as being capable of conducting electricity, especially high-voltage household 110 or 220-volt outlets. Copper is an excellent conductor because it has only one electron in its outer orbit. This orbit is far enough away from the nucleus of the copper atom that the pull or force holding the outermost electron in orbit is relatively weak. See Figure 39.10. Insulators, some materials hold their electrons very tightly, therefore, electrons do not move through them very well. These materials are called insulators. Insulators are materials with more than 4 electrons in their atom's outer orbit. Because they have more than 4 electrons in their outer orbit, it becomes easier for these materials to acquire, gain, electrons than to release electrons. See Figure 39.11. Refer to Figure 39.10. Copper is an excellent conductor of electricity because it has just one electron in its outer orbit, making it easy to be knocked out of its orbit and flow to other nearby atoms. This causes electron flow, which is the definition of electricity. Refer to insulators Figure 39.11. Insulators are elements with 5 to 8 electrons in the outer orbit. Refer to Figure 39.12. Semiconductor elements contain exactly 4 electrons in the outer orbit. Examples of insulators include plastics, nylon, porcelain, fiberglass, wood, glass, rubber, ceramics as in spark plugs, and varnish for covering, or insulating, copper wires in alternators and starters. Semiconductors materials with exactly 4 electrons in their outer orbit are neither conductors nor insulators, but are called semiconductors. Semiconductors can be either an insulator or a conductor in different design applications. See Figure 39.12. Examples of semiconductors include silicon, germanium, and carbon. Semiconductors are used mostly in transistors, computers, and other electronic devices. How electrons move through a conductor? Current flow, the following events occur if a source of power, such as a battery, is connected to the ends of a conductor. A positive charge, or lack of electrons, is placed on one end of the conductor and a negative charge, or excessive electrons, is placed on the opposite end of the conductor. For current to flow, there must be an imbalance of excess electrons at one end of the circuit and a deficiency of electrons at the opposite end of the circuit. The negative charge repels the free electrons from the atoms of the conductor, whereas the positive charge on the opposite end of the conductor attracts electrons. As a result of this attraction of opposite charges and repulsion of like charges, electrons flow through the conductor. See Figure 39.13. Conventional theory versus electron theory. Conventional theory. It was once thought that electricity had only one charge and moved from positive to negative. This theory of the flow of electricity through a conductor is called the conventional theory of current flow. See Figure 39.14. Electron theory. The discovery of the electron and its negative charge led to the electron theory, which states that there is electron flow from negative to positive. Most automotive applications use the conventional theory. We use the conventional theory, positive to negative, unless stated otherwise. Refer to Figure 39.13. Current electricity is the movement of electrons through a conductor. Units of electricity. Electricity is measured using meters or other test equipment. The three fundamentals of electricity-related units include the ampere, volt, and ohm. Amperes. The ampere is the unit used throughout the world to measure current flow. When 6.28 billion billion electrons, the name for this large number of electrons is a coulomb, move past a certain point in 1 second, this represents 1 ampere of current. See Figure 39.15. The ampere is the electrical unit for the amount of electron flow, just as gallons per minute is the unit that can be used to measure the quantity of water flow. It is named for the French electrician André-Marie Ampère. The conventional abbreviations and measurement for amperes are as follows. 1. The ampere is the unit of measurement for the amount of current flow. 2. A and amps are acceptable abbreviations for amperes. 3. The capital letter I, for intensity, is used in mathematical calculations to represent amperes. 4. Amperes do the work in the circuit. It is the movement of the electrons through a light bulb or motor that actually makes the electrical device work. Without amperage through a device, it will not work at all. 5. Amperes are measured by an ammeter, not amp meter. See Figure 39.16. Refer to Figure 39.14. Conventional theory states that current flows through a circuit from positive to negative. Automotive electricity uses the conventional theory in all electrical diagrams and schematics. Refer to Figure 39.15. 1 ampere is the movement of 1 coulomb past a point in 1 second. Refer to Figure 39.16. An ammeter is installed in the path of the electron, similar to a water meter used to measure the flow of water in gallons per minute. The ammeter displays current flow in amperes. Volts. The volt is the unit of measurement for electrical pressure. It is named for an Italian physicist, Alessandro Volta. The comparable unit using water pressure as an example would be pounds per inch too. It is possible to have very high pressures, or volts, and low water flow, or amperes. It is also possible to have high water flow, or amperes, and low pressures, or volts. Voltage is also called electrical potential, because if there is voltage present in a conductor, there is a potential, or possibility, for current flow. This electrical pressure is a result of the following. Excess electrons remain at one end of the wire or circuit. There is a lack of electrons at the other end of the wire or circuit. The natural effect is to equalize this imbalance, creating a pressure to allow the movement of electrons through a conductor. It is possible to have pressure, or volts, without any flow, or amperes. For example, a fully charged 12-volt battery placed on a workbench has 12 volts of pressure potential, but because there is no conductor, or circuit, connected between the positive and negative terminals of the battery, there is no flow, or amperes. Current only flows when there is pressure and a circuit for the electrons to flow in order to equalize to a balanced state. Voltage does not flow through conductors, but voltage does cause current, in amperes, to flow through conductors. See Figure 39.17. The conventional abbreviations and measurement for voltage are as follows. 1. The volt is the unit of measurement for the amount of electrical pressure. 2. Electromotive force, abbreviated EMF, is another way of indicating voltage. 3. V is the generally accepted abbreviation for volts. 4. The symbol used in calculations is E, for electromotive force. 5. Volts are measured by a voltmeter. See Figure 39.18. OHMS, resistance to the flow of current through a conductor, is measured in units called ohms, named after the German physicist George Simon Ohm. The resistance to the flow of free electrons through a conductor results from the countless collisions the electrons cause within the atoms of the conductor. See Figure 39.19. The conventional abbreviations and measurement for resistance are as follows. 1. The ohm is the unit of measurement for electrical resistance. 2. The symbol for ohms is the Greek capital letter omega, the last letter of the Greek alphabet. 3. The symbol used in calculations is R, for resistance. 4. Ohms are measured by an ohmmeter. 5. Resistance to electron flow depends on the material used as a conductor. Refer to Figure 39.17. Voltage is the electrical pressure that causes the electrons to flow through a conductor. Refer to Figure 39.18. This digital multimeter set to read DC volts is being used to test the voltage of a vehicle battery. Most multimeters can also measure resistance, or ohms, and current flow, or amperes. Refer to Figure 39.19. Resistance to the flow of electrons through a conductor is measured in ohms. Watts. A watt is the electrical unit for power, the capacity to do work. It is named after a Scottish inventor, James Watt. The symbol for power is P. Electrical power is calculated as amperes times volts. Power equals amperes times volts. The formula can also be used to calculate the amperage if the wattage and the voltage are known. For example, a 100-watt light bulb powered by 120 volts AC in the shop requires how many amperes? Amperes equal watts divided by volts. Amps then equals 0.83. Refer to Figure 39.20, a display at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan, which includes a hand crank generator and a series of light bulbs. This figure shows a young man attempting to light as many bulbs as possible. The crank gets harder to turn as more bulbs light because it requires more power to produce the necessary watts of electricity. Sources of electricity. Friction. When certain different materials are rubbed together, the friction causes electrons to be transferred from one to the other. Both materials become electrically charged. These charges are not in motion, but stay on the surface where they were deposited. Because the charges are stationary, or static, this type of voltage is called static electricity. Walking across a carpeted floor creates a buildup of a static charge in your body, which is an insulator, and then the charge is discharged when you touch a metal conductor. Heat. When pieces of two different metals are joined together at both ends and one junction is heated, current passes through the metals. The current is very small, only millionths of an ampere, but this is enough to use in a temperature measuring device called a thermocouple. See Figure 39.21. Some engine temperature sensors operate in this manner. This form of voltage is called thermoelectricity. Thermoelectricity was discovered and has been known for over a century. In 1823, a German physicist, Thomas Johann Seebeck, discovered that a voltage was developed in a loop containing two dissimilar metals, provided the two junctions were maintained at different temperatures. A decade later, a French scientist, Jean-Charles Antoine Peltier, found that electrons moving through a solid can carry heat from one side of the material to the other side. This effect is called the Peltier effect. A Peltier effect device is often used in portable coolers to keep food items cool if the current flows in one direction and keep items warm if the current flows in reverse. Refer to Figure 39.21. Electron flow is produced by heating the connection of two different metals. A galvanometer is an analog, needle-type, meter designed to detect weak voltage signals. Light. In 1839, Edmund Becquerel noticed that by shining a beam of sunlight over two different liquids, he could develop an electric current. When certain metals are exposed to light, some of the light energy is transferred to the free electrons of the metal. This excess energy breaks the electrons loose from the surface of the metal. They can then be collected and made to flow in a conductor. See Figure 39.22. This photoelectricity is widely used in light measuring devices. Pressure. The first experimental demonstration of a connection between the generation of a voltage due to pressure applied to a crystal was published in 1880 by Pierre and Jacques Curie. Their experiment consisted of voltage being produced when prepared crystals, such as quartz, topaz, and Rochelle salt, had a force applied. See Figure 39.23. This current is used in crystal microphones, underwater hydro phones, and certain stethoscopes. The voltage created is called piezoelectricity. A gas grill igniter uses the principle of piezoelectricity to produce a spark, and engine knock sensors, abbreviated as KS, use piezoelectricity to create a voltage signal for use as an input for an engine computer input signal. Refer to Figure 39.22. Electron flow is produced by light striking a light-sensitive material. Refer to Figure 39.23. Electron flow is produced by pressure on certain crystals. Chemical. Two different materials, usually metals, placed in a conducting and reactive chemical solution create a difference in potential, or voltage, between them. This principle is called electrochemistry and is the basis of the automotive battery. Magnetism. Electricity can be produced if a conductor is moved through a magnetic field or a moving magnetic field is moved near a conductor. This is the principle on which many automotive devices work, including the following: starter motor, alternator, ignition coils, or solenoids and relays, conductors and resistance. All conductors have some resistance to current flow. The following are principles of conductors and their resistance. If the conductor length is doubled, its resistance doubles. This is the reason why battery cables are designed to be as short as possible. If the conductor diameter is increased, its resistance is reduced. This is the reason starter motor cables are larger in diameter than other wiring in the vehicle. As the temperature increases, the resistance of the conductor also increases. This is the reason for installing heat shields on some starter motors. The heat shield helps to protect the conductors, copper wiring inside the starter, from excessive engine heat, and so reduces the resistance of starter circuits. Because the resistance in a conductor increases with increase in temperature, the conductor is called a positive temperature coefficient, PTC, resistor. Materials used in the conductor have an impact on its resistance. Silver has the lowest resistance among all materials used as conductors, but is expensive. Copper is the next lowest in resistance and is reasonably priced. See chart 39.1 for a comparison of materials. Refer to chart 39.1, conductor ratings. Refer to figure 39.24, this figure shows a resistor color code interpretation. Frequently asked question: why is gold used if copper has lower resistance? Copper is used for most automotive electrical components and wiring because it is low resistance and is reasonably priced. Gold is used in airbag connections and sensors because it does not corrode. Gold can be buried for hundreds of years and when dug up, is just as shiny as ever. Fixed resistors. Resistance is the opposition to current flow. Resistors represent an electrical load, or resistance to current flow. Most electrical and electronic devices use resistors of specific values to limit and control the flow of current. Resistors can be made from carbon or other materials that restrict the flow of electricity and are available in various sizes and resistance values. Most resistors have a series of painted color bands around them. These color bands are coded to indicate the degree of resistance. See figures 39.24 and 39.25. Variable resistors. Two basic types of mechanically operated variable resistors are used in automotive applications. A potentiometer is a three-terminal variable resistor where a wiper contact provides a variable voltage output. See figure 39.26. Potentiometers are most commonly used as throttle position, abbreviated as TP, sensors on computer-equipped engines. A potentiometer is also used to control audio volume, bass, treble, balance, and fade. Another type of mechanically operated variable resistor is the rheostat. A rheostat is a two-terminal unit in which all of the current flows through the movable arm. See figure 39.27. A rheostat is commonly used for a dash light dimmer control. Refer to figure 39.25, a typical carbon resistor. Refer to figure 39.26, a three-wire variable resistor is called a potentiometer. Refer to figure 39.27, a two-wire variable resistor is called a rheostat. Review questions. Question 1. What is electricity? Question 2. What are ampere, volt, and ohm? Question 3. What are three examples of conductors and three examples of insulators? Question 4. What are the five sources of electricity? 5. Question. What is the relationship between the length of a wire and its resistance? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. An electrical conductor is an element with how many electrons in its outer orbit? A. Less than 2. B. Less than 4. C. Exactly 4. D. More than 4. Question 2. Like charges. A. Attract. B. Repel. C. Neutralize each other. D. Add. Question 3. Carbon and silicon are examples of A. Semiconductors. B. Insulators. C. Conductors. D. Photoelectric materials. Question 4. Which unit of electricity does the work in a circuit? A. Volt. B. Ampere. C. Ohm. D. Coulomb. Question 5. The blank is a unit of electrical pressure. A. Coulomb. B. Volt. C. Ampere. D. Ohm. Question 6. Creating electricity by exerting a force on a crystal is called A. Electrochemistry. B. Piezoelectricity. C. Thermoelectricity. D. Photoelectricity. Question 7. The fact that a voltage can be created by exerting force on a crystal is used in which type of sensor? A. Throttle position. B. Manifold absolute pressure. C. Barometric pressure. D. Knox sensor. Question 8. As temperature increases, A. The resistance of a conductor decreases. B. The resistance of a conductor increases. C. The resistance of a conductor remains the same. D. The voltage of the conductor decreases. Question 9. Technician A says that a 2-wire variable resistor is called a rheostat. Technician B says that a 3-wire variable resistor is called a potentiometer. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. A potentiometer, a 3-wire variable resistor, is used in which type of sensor? A. Throttle position. B. Manifold absolute pressure. C. Barometric pressure. D. Knox sensor. End of chapter 39.